Got Randy Sainer in studio from West Central Research, Education, and Extension Center. How you doing, Randy?
Good. Wish we get these fires out.
That would be good. That is the focus. And today we're focusing on care for livestock, the need to document your losses, and recovery, of course. With all this pasture land being burned out, we need to talk recovery for cattle operations in the area. So.
Yeah. So, you know, the big thing is, you know, stabilizing that livestock is what you want to do. So we're going to do health checks, make sure they have access to clean water and feed, and then check for any burns, because sometimes it doesn't show up till later. And it's important to make sure, and then document any losses or any vet bills that you would have, and make sure that you've got them down. So if you apply for some funding through USDA, you got to have that documentation. Mm-hmm. If you've lost any animals, you need to take pictures with their tag numbers and stuff, just something so you have identification.
Is it a question that hopped into my mind thinking about this too? Should you not put them back on burnout land that's been burned? Is that an unsafe thing to do, or is that an option?
No, I would not do that, because you're going to hurt the grass more. And plus, there's some issues with hot, you know, ground and stuff that could still hurt their hooves. So I would not do that. And the other thing is, I would not feed hay on that ground that's been burnt. Because if you get hay in, you might bring in some weeds and things that you don't want. So it'd be better to feed it into kind of a lot. And so basically dry lotting cows and calves, if you don't have any other choice, is probably your best bet. And we can get you a confined climate feeding ration that would work for cow-calf pairs. And the problem is, a lot of this land is probably going to not have anything on it this summer, because you got to wait to graze it till later. Yep. And so we're probably going to have to put a lot of cows in either lots, feed lots of work, and probably do some confined cattle feeding, because there's anywhere from 25,000 to 35,000. Some people say as high as 45,000 head of cattle aren't going to have grass this year. Just because those pastures, it takes a while for them to regenerate. And, you know, they'll do some if we get some rain, and they possibly could graze a little bit after frost, because that doesn't hurt the plant as much. But it's going to take them basically out this summer. And all that land that was burnt in Lincoln County and Dawson there in the southern part of the southeastern part of the county was mainly summer pastures. So that takes all that summer pasture away from them. Mm-hmm. And so you can get online, and the Nebraska Department of Ag has a list of people that are donating hay. You can get in contact with them. And so that's where I would go looking for hay and feed. You can call our office. We'll get you to the right person if you need help. We have Farm Rescue can haul hay, and they did this the last time we had a fire here, and they're going to come up with some of their trucks. And so what they like to do is they like to haul from the person that gives the hay to the person that needs the hay, and not be dropping it off anywhere. And that's really more effective, and you don't have two or three times of handling that hay.
Right.
So, and their number's on NDA too. So that's some things. The other thing is calves. We've got another article on our website on calves that watch them for respiratory, because of the smoke is really going to be important too. Cattle have been without water for a while, you want to gradually bring them back onto water. Don't just let them tank up. They need to gradually get back to hydration, because they'll overdrink and make them sick. So that's another thing. We talked about not feeding hay that you're going to get from people on the ground that was burnt, because you can add weeds and other things that you probably don't want. And then documentation, you know, talk with your insurance company, see if you have any insurance on the cows. If you don't, then USDA has several programs. Farm Service Agency, you'll have to go in and fill out some forms, and they're working on getting that all cleared through Washington. It takes a little bit, and we're hoping to have it available next week. We'll see. It might be the following week, but that'll be really helpful because they have some really helpful programs. Like they'll help pay for you to stay off that land to let the grass come back. That way you can use that for feed for your cows during the summer, those kind of things. The challenge with all of it is that you get reimbursed. So you may have to borrow some money to start with to get reimbursed for it. And that's the challenge what people have right now. And then fencing, don't be putting in fence unless you've had them come out and look at it. Make sure you take good pictures of the fence that's been burned because they will help you with fencing. But you have to get pre-approval, and that's a challenge. So you could use temporary fencing, and that could help you keep cows out of the burned area. Mm-hmm. And then the permanent fencing, you could get reimbursed, but you can't replace it without them seeing it because they have to kind of look it over. And so that's a big thing too. And people don't think about that. You know, you want to fence your fence right away.
Right.
You know you're going to need it. But in most cases, you want to wait till you've talked to them. So,
okay. Anything else associated with the wildfires? And
So we have a webinar we did on confined cow feeding, and what we have it saved, and we'll have it available for people to watch. Later on, Carla Jenkins did here. Yes, she did the 17th. But we can help you with rations, and that's kind of what we do. We're kind of the educational arm. We can help you try to connect with people if you need hay and stuff. We'll work on that. But the NDA is doing a lot of that. We can get you to those sources though. So if you have questions, there's going to probably have to be a lot of decisions made by people. And right now they're kind of in. You know, they've lost their houses. Some of them have lost their barns, yep. and so it's a challenging time for them because they got to think ahead about what am I going to do with my livestock, what am I going to feed, and so they can go in. You need to kind of start thinking about how are you going to feed them, and if we have feedlots with extra room, or backgrounders with extra room, we're going to need that for cow calf guys because they're just not going to they're. Some of them lost all their corrals, so we got to have a place to feed those cattle. And so, if you have that and you want to let some people know, we could get people aimed at those producers or those people that have room for cows, because we're going to need some of it. It's just it's a kind of a rough thing, but we can get through it. I mean, we did it last time. We had one in North Platte. It worked out, and we were able to get most people keep their cows. The thing is with the price of cows right now, yeah, they can bring a lot, but most people want to keep them. And so let's see, find ways to keep them because then you'll have some calves to sell this fall and you can kind of replace some of that and help pay some of that debt down. Mm-hmm. And then USDA has some low interest loans through some of their emergency programs. But again, you got to get signed up with them and there's some paperwork you got to do. Mm-hmm. So call them and get on their schedule as soon as you can.
I think the big thing I want to stress is that help is out there, and there's many resources, and certainly both UNL Extension and West Central Extension can probably at least direct them. If you can't, you know, directly answer anything, you can probably get them directed to the right agency that would be able to help them out.
Yeah, right? we can help you with rations. We can get you to the people that you need to get to for hay because we got a list of that. But we'll help probably send you to NDA because they have the same list we have. And you just
is that
call
the
those
Department
people.
Of Agriculture?
Yeah, Nebraska Department of Ag.
Okay.
Yep. That's okay. And we've kind of helped with their list and they vetted all those people, which is good because
would be very important. Yeah.
Yeah, because you want to make sure. And a lot of these people are local that are helping. So, I mean, that's really, our community has really stepped up to help with that.
Yeah.
And we will be doing a meeting. We're looking at next Thursday if we can get USDA, if USDA gets all their stuff done in Brady, maybe that will be our first meeting, what we're looking for. But right now I've not set anything out on it because we're kind of waiting to make sure USDA is going to have their stuff available at that time. So
I know that the Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins is due out next Monday, I believe, is what the governor said yesterday.
Yeah, and he was in Brady, so right. So, and that's that's probably where we'll try to have one of our recovery meetings and talk about things. And the big thing, the thing is, it's rough right now, but our land is resilient. It will come back. We just got to handle it right and make sure we take care of it. But it will come back. It's just once we get rain, it'll come back. Because we saw that after the North Platte fire. It just takes time. And it really 2 years before you really get the production you used to have. It's going to take at least that long, if not longer.
Right, right. Well, it's good to know that West Central and UNL Extension are great resources in the area. If they would like to get a hold of either one of those or talk to you, they can do that.
Yeah, my number is 308-696-6784. And we'd be glad to visit with you or go to our BEEF website at beef.unl.edu. We also have a disaster website, too. It's nebraskadisaster.unl.edu. It's the same kind of meeting. So all those will have resources for you to go to.
Great to know. Randy Sainer from UNL and West Central Extension here in North Platte has been our guest. Thank you, sir, for coming in and giving a lot of timely information.
Thank you.